This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgareth.
We are driving on Santa Monica Boulevard.
One of the better boulevards of this town.
I actually do like it. There's palm trees in the middle and on each side. There's a lot of palm trees.
They also have the highest number of 7-Elevens per capita in all of Los Angeles County.
At the end of every block, there's a 7-Eleven at each crosswalk.
Which is comforting, I feel like, for if you're from an area that has 7-Elevens and you go to a town like this that can be cold, and then suddenly, oh my God, there's my hometown 7-Eleven.
I hope that I have the opportunity, if I buy a hot dog and I do not like it, I can run across the street and return it at another 7-Eleven.
Throw it back on the roller, and maybe this time get... What are those other things that are like on the roller, but they look like churros that have been dipped in?
They are beef or chicken taquitos.
Oh, taquitos.
Yes, they come in many varieties, including spicy and diarrhea. Yeah, it's that same. In Houston, there was two Starbucks directly across the street from each other. Yeah. And I went in and I asked, what are the difference between these two Starbucks? And then the girl said, the one over there is all gay dudes. And I was like, oh, yikes. You said that at a everyone can hear you level. And I went over there, and sure enough, it was just...
She wasn't wrong.
There was a gay Starbucks and then a Texan. And it was in a very conservative area.
Huh.
And every comic would come to the laugh stop and do, including like Lewis Black and people like that are respected, and do a 10-minute two Starbucks across the street from each other bit.
I mean, it used to be fresh. It was a fresh topic.
You know what's currently fresh? Our guest.
Woo! Funky fresh. Cold Medina.
That was a funky-ass segue.
That was one of the worst I've heard so far in our whole run.
That was worse than the segue that took the inventor off a cliff.
It's everybody's best friend, April Richardson.
April Richardson.
Yes. I live around the corner from the first 7-Eleven you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
What's your go-to item if you walk up to that 7-Eleven?
Honestly, I just get ice cream, but I don't get any 7-Eleven brand things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just go straight up Ben and Jerry's, but
yeah,
it's a little too convenient. So it is like whenever I want some sweet treat, I go in there, get me a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Do I eat it in one sitting? Almost always.
How do you not?
How do you
not? I need
not?
To meet the person that doesn't,
yeah,
and then find out their secret.
Well, they give you personal size little buckets, right? I don't even know the terminology, you guys. I don't have a sweet tooth.
You asshole.
You're so lucky.
You are the luckiest man on the planet.
I have every other type of tooth, though.
Yeah, but I feel like every other type of tooth isn't getting you in trouble as much as a sweet tooth. Having a salt tooth, I don't think.
Do you have a Coke tooth?
Yeah, I love how innocent April is to where she's like, the only types of teeth you can have are the different the areas of your tongue.
Did you hear about the glory?
Oh, shit, you mean you have a drug tooth?
Drug tooth.
I didn't know there were drug tooth.
Alcohol's a drug. I wish that I had
anonymous sex tooth.
I wish I had a marijuana tooth, but
I didn't know that there was a tooth for every vice. I thought that we just were talking food here.
Mm-hmm. I think we've invented vice teeth, which is also my new script that I've sold to Lionsgate.
Just your teeth trying to solve crimes in Miami.
Vice teeth. Vice teeth. And there's a lot of blazers and loafers with no socks.
My friends.
I have a tooth for blazers and loafers with no socks. Oh,
a real weakness in your mouth for loafers and no socks.
I do wear those.
Ooh. Mm, girl.
That's a strong part of my tongue. Blazer.
Guys, here's the news I feel like everyone needs to know. Mm-hmm. April Richardson and Chris Fairbanks are currently shooting a True TV television show together as co-hosts.
Yes,
true.
Yes.
We're co-workers.
It is.
I love it.
It's not the kind where there's a studio. We just stand in front of a green screen, so they could be playing a trick on us. But once we see it on TV, I think we can finally celebrate.
Do you know when it airs?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is anyone else there when you go to tape?
It might just be our family playing a trick on us. Yeah.
There's a camera, or he says he's a cameraman, but what I can't figure out is why he has no camera or pants.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Come on, I don't know. I thought
it's jokes like that that got him the job.
Was that joke haunted? Is that the ghost of a dead joke?
I started out making like a disapproving sound, but it wasn't sincere.
Oh, right.
Oh, hold on.
Speaking of,
the world's ending.
If you've tuned in for the first time ever, we have a podcast that takes place in a moving vehicle.
Yep, we're driving around Los Angeles proper. April doesn't have a gig that we would, or a trip to, we're not taking her to the airport or
to
a gig.
We're just all going
to go eat. We all have a sandwich gig.
Yeah.
We all have an appointment with a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Speaking of haunted, I just was in Salt Lake City on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I thought you would maybe still be there.
No, we just went for the show and came back, but the guy...
You and Chris Hardwick?
Chris Hardwick.
And the guy who was driving us around, we pulled into traffic and there was a ghost tours van in front of us. Uh-huh. And I was like, what? Salt Lake City's not one of those, it's not like New Orleans or something that's known for hauntings or ghost tours. So I'm like, where in the hell does this ghost tour thing go? And the guy was saying how...
That guy makes mistakes for a living.
Oh, no. That is the ballsiest
move. You're welcome, you douche.
Yeah, bad guy from the 80s.
that was in a Porsche and everything.
Get out of here, risky business.
I hope he knows I was being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, April.
No, this is a dumb story. As soon as I started telling it, I was like, where is this going?
No, just commit. Go
for
it.
Well, it was basically, I was just like, this is weird because there's no... It's not like Salt Lake City had the Civil War or... Do you know what I mean? Like, known haunted things with lots of ghost possibilities. Right. But then the driver was like, a lot of people who came west for, like, gold. Like, prospectors, like, gold panning people died on the way to go get gold. And so that's a Salt Lake City haunting thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So- or, like, sometimes they would have hospitals for, say, like, yellow fever. This actually happened in Jerome, Arizona. There was a hospital where they, or scarlet fever, one of the fevers, and they put all the children in this hospital, but then all the adults started dying. So then all the children died because they weren't being tended to in the hospital.
That's the most grim thing
I've ever
heard.
It's so grim. And then that hospital's crazily haunted.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
So stuff like that happened out in West all the time where I was like, nobody was prepared.
Can you imagine all the closure that is needed?
Wait a minute.
How many souls need to be put to rest?
Yes,
that's right.
So the kids are in this hospital, and then of course the parents are like, well, I gotta go visit my kid who's in this hospital.
And the doctors
catch whatever they have.
Yep.
Oh no.
And the adults died before the children?
The nurses and because
children are just more resilient, I guess.
Or, you know, I'm kind of lying at this point because I don't know the details. I just wanna sound like an expert always. But I'm not sure. All I know is that it's crazily haunted and a ton of children died unattended, which to me is the creepiest.
That is the creepiest. And the thing is, the more I'm on the road with Chris, like, the more he is delighted by the fact that I'm scared of everything. Absolutely delighted by it. And loves to give me these scenarios. Like, especially when we're driving. We're, like, driving a lot of the places, especially if we do, like, we did 3 cities in Texas, so we just drove to all of them. Mm-hmm. And we almost had to stay, you, in Austin. What's the name of the hotel?
The Driscoll.
Yes!
Yeah, it is haunted.
Okay. Ooh, have you been there?
Yes. When it's my turn.
You'll go second?
Oh, well, we almost stayed there, and then we didn't, because we ended up leaving that night after the show anyway.
But right. You wouldn't stop crying.
It is, that whole corner is famously, each building on that corner, especially the one kitty corner from it, this place called Buffalo Billiards, I painted the walls there.
Oh, cool.
One Christmas, the windows and then the ceiling, like this Starry Night mural, and every time I was painting, I got creeped out, but I've never had a ghost experience. I don't believe in anything about after dying, and so it was hard for me to pay attention to it, but just peripheral things and my neck hair standing up and me hearing. But then, when I was upstairs, I actually was hearing people partying and laughing and cheersing, and I'm like, why? I thought they were putting up Christmas decorations, and then this guy is like the manager of the restaurant. I feel like I've told this before. But he showed up and said, hey, the door's not locked. Sorry to lock you in. You can leave. Come and go now. I'm here. So, because I was there early in the morning.
And no one else is there?
No, there's people. And he's like, yeah, the party noises. Yeah, those are ghosts.
But dude!
Yeah, and it was so scary. And so I was like, I'm not going to be scared of that. I had been walking down through that room. It was a big banquet hall with sheets over the chairs and everything. They don't even use it.
Because it's haunted?
Yeah, and I was walking down this hallway, and I was just had felt the need to run. I felt like someone was walking behind me. I kept running, and I was just washing my brushes in there, and then I walked down and ran again. I'm like, why am I so weird in this hallway? I wasn't even giving it the respect. They're like, what the? He's acting nervous, but I think it's like I was acting like I was running out of time or something.
No. Wait, but so this you didn't say, change your mind?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
About ghosts?
Yeah.
Did you mean go to church and become a Christian?
No.
They very much have everything to do with each other.
Just the idea of afterlife? You think Christians have a lock on that?
Or whatever. Any religion or belief system, yeah.
Right,
but...
Didn't the experience...
Sorry, everybody.
No.
I think you die, and that's it.
Calm down.
Sorry.
Because I'm not accusing you of anything, and you're acting like I am. But I'm saying in the way that...
No fighting.
But I'm curious only in the way that if you so solidly don't believe in that, why did you get scared for even one second?
Oh, because I did. I was like, oh, shit, there are spirits floating around.
Then that didn't stay with you, like, afterwards. You're like, meh, probably not.
You're like, there's only an afterlife possible in this building.
No, yeah. There are ghosts, and I don't know what to do about it. I still don't believe in anything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think you can believe in ghosts and not have any idea of what's going on in the afterlife. Or just think it's not real.
No,
about my story.
I think you die and then maybe float around lost, but I don't think you have a destination. I think you just are either happy or scared.
Oh,
I don't think you enter a frog or whatever.
Oh, right. Buddhism?
I think all...
That's
all
Buddhist.
Kind of childish to believe that.
Well,
right. Yeah. I'm not arguing that or your right to believe that or whatever. I'm just saying, like... But then if you... I don't know why you'd get scared then, because if that's such a firm-held belief, like, wouldn't you just be like, oh, nothing is happening. This is all in my head.
No, I believe there are ghosts. I don't believe there's anything we can do about it.
Right.
I think we die and float around, and it's grim and scary.
Right.
Sorry. I didn't want to talk
about
this.
Quit apologize. I don't know. You don't have to apologize. Like, that's fine. Because I feel the same way, because, like, I've never had a ghost experience myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people are lying when they say they do. And I do have friends that are like, whatever, that's total bullshit, whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Well, there are just things we can't explain. Like, why can't that be a possibility?
Yeah,
like,
I've never...
There's just maybe there's a thing that human beings can't comprehend or explain, and that's okay, too. Like,
that's the only experience I've ever had, but it was so legitimate. And then
a whole
stack of pint glasses fell over. That you would have to push.
Right.
Wow.
And they broke, and I'm like, well, that's fucking scary. That's an object moving.
Yes.
So I left and just came back when there was people. I couldn't handle it. But all the stories at the Driscoll are about cigar smoke, and there's a painting of a guy. Like, that's Scooby-Doo shit. But you go in there, and you can smell cigar smoke.
Right.
And it smells in there, and they're like, yes, of course, smoking isn't allowed.
Right.
But maybe someone's paid to keep the scare going, and they smoke a cigar. I don't know.
They have my Uncle Rich drop by every 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that shit sticks around, it's a pretty, cigar smoke.
It's a pretty good job, if you can get it.
Just the cigar smoke at the Driscoll.
Well, just no, smoke cigars like, on the DL.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just Dick. Professionally a secret cigar smoker.
By DL, do you mean the Driscoll Lounge? Because that's where, do you know of it? It is you.
Yep, it's me.
I saw you had tobacco on your lip.
I'm the Demi Moore of 2015 with cigars. Remember when cigars got dumbly popular?
Yes.
Like, yeah. I'll smoke it even though I'm a woman.
Yeah. Sexy or whatever. Yeah.
There's nothing cool. They smell so goddamn bad.
Totally bad.
I feel like that was just to promote Planet Hollywood for a while.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone involved with Planet Hollywood was on the cover of Cigar Aficionado.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I enjoy weightlifting, but I also like a good cigar. I know how to live.
Any woman.
Do you guys like impressions?
Anyway, the whole, what I was saying, we didn't end up staying at the Driscoll, but on the drive to the airport or whatever, Chris was laughing because I was freaking out because I was like, how dare you book us there? I wouldn't have slept there anyway, whatever, whatever. Because he also does not believe in anything whatsoever. And so laughs so hard whenever I talk about being scared of stuff, and he'll just go, hey, what would you do if we stayed there and you woke up and there was just a ghost standing at the foot of your bed?
Right.
He keeps giving me scenarios like that where I'm like, the answer is exactly the same. Have a heart attack. Yeah. Induced heart attack. Like, he's like, well, what if they were nice? And I'm like, what is that? That doesn't matter. It's like my brain would go, hold on a minute. Don't give him a chance. Don't freak out. Maybe
how would you know?
Ghost.
They're standing there with a plate of freshly baked cookies.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm the nice
kind. Waiting to high five me. Like, how am I going to know it's a nice ghost? Like,
do not leave me hanging. I'm from the Victorian era.
Yeah, he'll do that. He'll be like, well, you don't know. What if he's like, what if it's a cool dude? Like, and then I'll go, yeah, what if it's a kid? And I'm like, even scarier if it's a child.
Well, also because it is, like Chris is saying, it's a physical experience.
Yeah.
It's like that thing of when your nervous system is telling you you're in danger.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what they do. It's just your experience.
Right. And I think it is your nervous system. Like, when I was young, I heard voices, and it was scary, and it made me have to leave classrooms, and it was background noise being amplified and sounded like scary, angry whispering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything sounded, clothes shuffling, pencils on paper, sounded like voices that were mad at me. And I went to all these psychologists and crystal rubber ladies that were friends with my mom.
Right.
And they all said, you have a special power. And I'm like, no, that's not it. I don't know what to do with that. So I'm realizing I just convinced myself I was having little panic attacks. And I think I was right.
Well, also maybe you had weird, good hearing for some reason.
Yeah, totally.
Like things pressing on nerves.
Or superhuman hearing.
Yeah, right. And then I didn't know what to do with it, so I'd panic. But if that was, it seemed like spirits and things. I thought, oh, I'm going to be schizophrenic by the time I'm 30.
Yeah.
I would, like, read into it. I'm like, yep, I hear voices. That means I'm going to be, like, because, you know, I got some crazy uncles. And
sure.
Yeah, so, but it kind of just went away as I came to terms with the fact that I just freak out about shit.
I had a friend who one day at work.
So I don't know if those were my early ghost experiences, is what
right.
I was saying. Yeah, sorry.
No,
you had a friend that was.
Cap that off.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I had a friend who had very bad vision, and one day at work walked into my office and goes, I can see perfectly without my glasses today. I don't know why.
Oh,
and he
wow.
was freaking out. He's like, am I about to have a stroke? Like, what is this? And then the next day it was gone. And I think there's like, I think there are things, obviously, in the human brain that we don't understand. One time that happened to me in a hotel room. I was laying there, and I was so tired. I think it was at Bridgetown or one of those things.
Uh-huh.
And it was totally silent hotel room, and then I just started hearing people talking, and I was laying there going, oh, this is where I snap. Like, this
right.
is where I now I have mental illness, and I'm, like, thinking about, that sucks, whatever. And then I finally got up and went to the door, and there was people, like, four doors down just standing in the hallway talking. But I immediately assumed,
wow.
like, because it sometimes, when you hear things in a weird way, like, not in the way you've heard them before, I guess, you know, then you
right.
panic.
Have you ever, April, had anything where you're like, have a heightened ability and you...
No. I've never had that, but I was going to say I have the closest... No, I have zero abilities. Low abilities. The closest I had to a ghost thing, though, is my parents... The house my parents live in now, we moved into, like, my junior year of high school. Like, I was, like, 16 or 17.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta. But, so the house I grew up in prior to that, they told me after we moved that it was haunted, which was a good move, because I would have run away from home if I'd have known it, like, at the time. But they go, and again, my parents don't believe in that kind of shit either. Like, they're pretty, like, straight-laced squares. Like, they're not, like, crystal rubbers or whatever describe that lady being. Like, yeah, they're super not into that stuff, but they... fully straightforward, but like, oh yeah, that house was haunted. And I'm like, that's what, just quit lying. And then I remember this so vividly, because I was a latchkey kid. Like, I started going home alone when I was like 12 or something from middle school. And I totally remember one day coming home, and you know, classic move, you walk in, fix yourself a snack, sit down for four back-to-back Eps, say by the bell. Yeah. You know, everyone my age who had that routine.
Oh yeah, me included.
And I remember in the living room, like, I was going to fix something, and one of the, like, a pot was missing or something. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I went in the living room to sit down and watch TV, and on the mantle, like, on the stone part in front of the fireplace, there were two pots, like, cooking pots sitting in front of it. And I was like...
Wait, they were cooking?
No, they weren't. I'm just saying pots that you used to cook in.
Oh.
They're sitting just on the
mantle. It wasn't
mantle.
Like the eggs in Ghostbusters.
No, they weren't cooking, but it just was like, I go, I remember thinking, that's super weird. Like, why the hell would my mom put... cooking things on them.
Wow.
So I was like, that's weird, but I just took them and put them away. Just put them back in the shelf, because I was like, okay, what a weird, quirky thing that my mom did.
Right.
And I remember coming home, my mom coming home and going, why did you put those two dishes, like, on the mantle? And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I had a similar thing with my roommates. He's like, why do you keep putting cat shit in my toilet? And I said, why do you keep putting cat shit in my toilet? And it turned out my cat learned how to shit in the toilet without me teaching it. And you guys can doubt it.
Is that true?
You can doubt it if you want. Now, everyone, no one believes me.
Was that cat possessed by the devil?
I had a genius cat. He was possessed by feline AIDS, and it eventually got him.
So, I hate that.
No,
one.
I like to, hey, you know what?
It's
I like
airborne.
To bring people in and then hurt their feelings. I don't know. It's that is scary, though. I think that's what ghosts do. One of the other things, this guy, when I was painting those walls, he said, yeah, there's like this door under the stairs, and when you open the door, the light turns on 5 times a day. Even when it's crowded, I'll look over and it's open, and you have to turn the latch, and it's just, and I go and shut it. And sometimes I'll go, and there's this pool table here is covered, only this table, covered with white dust. And I tap it, and the dust rises off of it. And it gets covered with dust, and none of the other tables do.
Right.
And I'm like, that's so weird. So that's not even a ghost, like, it's a pen. Right. That's creating dust and making it settle. That's a scary thing. So I guess I'm being stubborn when I say nothing happens when you die. Of course, I don't know what to do with the information.
And yeah, we just don't know.
I'm scared of dying. I worry about it every day because I'm worried about that. You just float around like, what happened?
Yeah, see, that's my thing.
I never became famous.
Well, my thing is the funny thing is that kid thing, I remember it happening like it was yesterday, but I also remember going, I think it was me trying to, I just remember going, oh, whatever, I bet my mom forgot she did that, because I couldn't.
So in retrospect, you realize that was a haunt.
100%. Right. At the time, it wasn't even within the realm of possibility because I didn't want to be scared.
Same
so
with
like,
this.
Yeah, there's no way that was a ghost.
This thing, it was the same thing. I was like, oh yeah, I was running down that hallway. I kept thinking someone was walking behind me. I kept feeling a breeze on my neck. Right. I just had some fucking wreaths and Santa hats to paint.
Right.
And, you know, so I was like, fucking stop bothering me, whatever that is.
Right.
I had shit to do.
Another thing, because of the, I am with you on the fear of death and, like, that none of us know what happens and you can't explain it, yada, yada. But that's even hammered home more when I hear people's ghost stories because of how mundane all the shit is. Where it's like, oh, so let me get this straight. For all eternity, I'm going to misplace people's pots? Like, that is scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Just being like, oh, let me get this straight. I'm going to be so bored, I'm going to find a way to create some dust.
You better find the right religion.
And spread it on a pool table.
Well, it turns out
we gotta pick one.
A chef was murdered in your parents' house. A sous chef. He just made some remoulades, delicious.
Totally.
he did a lot of prep work.
Yeah.
It was well.
He's kind of a line cook.
It's like training. It's like Patrick Swayze training to kick that Mountain Dew can or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine the frustration that, what if you are trying to tell somebody like an important thing and you're like, all I know how to do is move this pot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to tell you what I'm trying to tell you.
Don't you know that the pot on the mantle means I loved you?
Yes, it's shit like that.
Pot equals heart. My fear is that I'm going to die in these fucking bootcut jeans I've been wearing for 4 years. I just don't, or at this weight, like not in my prime where you don't, I don't want to wander eternity all like,
yes,
you should have done that Weight Watchers thing.
And this
that
is,
if you die in these clothes, like if we died right now, we all are just dressed in these clothes.
Yes, isn't that awful?
Well, we're not going to die right now. Let's not do that. Well, we're in a car.
Let's do it.
Oh God, I knew Karen had an edge to her.
Suicide.
We're like, April, would you like to do our podcast?
Yeah.
Our death cast?
It's the last podcast you'll ever do. Yeah.
And then I also am scared of like brain potential. Like I'm just as scared about that.
What do you mean?
Did you see Lucy?
I don't know who Lucy is.
It's Scarlett Johansson movie?
Robot.
No. She takes a drug and she can use 100% of her brain.
Oh,
so bad I stopped watching it.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I do too.
It started good and then got so shitty that I turned it off, and I never do that.
But in that one she uses it to like kill people or whatever, right? Because in Limitless he takes that drug and then all of a sudden he's like, I can write a novel in one day.
Yeah, and he's all like stocks and bonds, could you be more boring?
Yeah.
Although I have to say I saw Limitless and midway through I had to go pee, and when I walked out of the theater at the Arclight, it was daytime, and the whole lobby, like, I felt like I was, it was probably the way that movie was shot or whatever,
yes,
but it looked like I had, like, telescopic, or
wow.
It looked like I had panoramic vision or whatever.
It was so hard for me because I knew it was going to end, and so I wasn't even really enjoying it, but there was a time I had just finished college, which is something that'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
I'd been given all this snowboard stuff, and I was about to go leave Missoula to live in Bend, Oregon, and just snowboard, and I'd save money. So those were all things that are kind of exciting.
Yeah,
definitely.
So that was maybe one reason, but I remember that school wasn't quite done. I was taking tests. It was like during finals week, and I aced everything. It was all easy for me. I was in a great mood. I was not needing a lot of sleep. I was skateboarding better than I ever have in my life. And everyone's like noticing. They're like, you've been real happy lately, because a lot of my friends know that I get angry and everything.
Right.
And I was skateboarding so well. I remember still the tricks I was doing that I can't do anymore.
An ollie? A half ollie?
It was all kinds of things involving words. But it was like, it was just like, I don't, and then I knew that it would come to an end. I was so scared that endorphins are firing, something triggered this, it's going to go away, I wish I knew, am I supposed to be on medication, am I always supposed to feel this good, what is causing it?
Please. And you didn't know, like you hadn't doing anything different?
It lasted for like 2 weeks, and then it kind of just tapered off, and I was back to skating shitty and getting C's.
You don't know the cause of it?
No, I'll never know. I don't know what it was. It was just this 2 weeks of clarity.
Is it the 2 weeks you let Jesus into your heart?
It was so
don't get back to that.
I put that log on the fire at camp. And I wish there was something that...
That's interesting.
Just like the very specific multivitamin.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to track everything I had eaten, everything I'd done. I don't know. I'll never know. It was really, it's kind of sad. I had the best couple weeks of my brain working.
It's not sad because I feel sadder never having had those 2 weeks.
Oh,
I can't remember 2 weeks where I was like, yeah, this is the peak.
Right. It was just something endorphin. I don't know. Maybe I was getting sick. I felt like maybe I was getting sick and my body was fighting a sickness. And so I felt great. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you feel good right when you start to get sick, because your body's like, come on, get rid of this.
Adrenaline
type of
stuff?
It felt like that. Yeah, it felt like that Limitless. I always think about it when every that version of that movie keeps getting regurgitated. Now there's a limitless TV show.
Yeah.
It's
I'm sure it's going to be great.
but it was, yeah, very just... And the fact that I figured out math and stuff, it was very kind of beautiful mind.
Yeah, I never
God
had a time
it.
In my life where I figured out math.
Oh, my God, I'm a math... I'm the worst at it. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
and all
same.
Of a sudden, I had no anxiety.
I wonder if it's similar to when my friend had good vision for a day.
Right.
By the way, I just noticed that that Johnny Rockets we just drove by is closed down forever.
Yeah, I
really?
Noticed
it has spray paint all over it. I swear I just walked by it like a week ago.
Yep, they just closed it.
And it already looks like it's from a movie about the apocalypse. It's already super tagged up.
It's I just wonder that's
covered
weird.
In zombie blood.
Yeah. Those things are everywhere. Ooh, that's creepy. If Johnny Rockets is going under, we're done as a society. It's over.
Because I just would walk by it all
I don't know if it's the end of society that people are maybe all collectively having a health kick.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's why.
I remember going there when I lived in San Francisco, and I had two jobs and was broke, and we went. Someone's like, meet me at Johnny Rockets, and I was like, oh, a 50s hamburger place, this will be normal or cheap, and it was so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, when the bill came, I was like, how much is this? Like,
You're
I
like,
couldn't believe
it. These aren't
1950s
prices.
Yeah. Seriously.
No, it is. The McDonald's isn't doing well either. That people
really?
Are getting healthier. Yeah, they're deciding not to eat the shittiest shit that you can put in your body.
Wow. And no one has money anymore. Like, nobody's gonna go out to dinner to eat shit.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because it kind of costs the same as food that isn't that bad.
Right.
If you ever go to McDonald's, it's like, oh, an $8 meal deal. What? That's an actual real meal.
Yeah. Right. But a real meal doesn't cause depression.
Right. Or sugar foot.
I for sure get sugar foot. No joke, I think I have diabetes.
Really?
But I don't have insurance, so like I can't go.
You don't have diabetes, April.
I think I have diabetes. Did we talk about this? I think I have diabetes.
I'm pretty sure you
don't. Maybe I talked about one time when I was eating. Yeah, my feet will just go numb sometimes.
Yeah, my extremities go numb, my fingertips.
But I do eat so much sugar.
You
it's
do?
Not even funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah,
you walk a lot.
I eat like a rich 13-year-old. That's my diet. It's like a 13-year-old got money and it's like, go wherever you want. And I'm like, cool, the candy aisle it is.
Yeah, and I want Richard Pryor to be my toy.
It's totally like that. So yeah, I eat a shit ton of sugar.
What is your number one candy bar? Sorry to do this.
I've seen her like
go for it.
Yeah.
But she's so skinny.
All the giant Coke.
Go to
all
hell.
Another Coke.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I work out and stuff too, but so what? Like,
that's the key.
It doesn't matter. I still have diabetes. My favorite candies are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Come on.
Yeah, they're the best.
Candy
they're
so good.
Candy bars probably take five because you got that pretzel in there
what?
Too, girl.
Are you out
take
of your mind?
Take five is like all the food groups.
No.
Take five
and then grab
delicious.
A fast break and go to hell.
No.
Because those are both gross.
But I like
you got
those.
That pretzel in there too, girl.
Wait, sorry, April, do that again.
Meal, son.
Do that again. Do like a little
meal.
Take five commercial.
You
got that?
It'll be like, I mean, yeah, take five. You got that pretzel in there, girl. You got pretzel, nougat, caramel, chocolate. I don't know what the fit thing is, but it's delicious.
Oh.
That's a straight
diabetes.
Up full-on meal.
It's pure diabetes.
Pure liquefied diabetes.
Well,
so that
I'm sold.
Reese's cups.
Yes.
I just got.
Although
I just got a haul of on sale candy. Reese's eggs are the shit, though.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Those are even better than the cups because of the peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
Yes,
but it's
so much of that crazy ass peanut butter
yes.
that the first time
it's
I had one, I was like,
butter.
Never have this again.
No, I love it. I love it, and then.
But what's worse than a dry old Reese's cup?
Oh, you can't do that.
That's heartbreakingly
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, it like crumbles in your mouth.
Yeah.
Gotta put that shit in the freezer.
It's true. I have a whole bag of them in the freezer because I went to Walgreens the other day to get a regular adult thing, like a toothbrush or whatever, and then it was like, here's the aisle of on sale Halloween candy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's on.
And then you should start brushing your teeth with a candy bar.
I have a cavity in every tooth, in addition to
with
my
Twix
diabetes.
With two
really?
Junior mints pressed
yes.
onto it?
Wow.
I have a filling in every tooth except for the ones that can't take fillings.
And
you know,
I'm not
like
bragging or anything, but I have no cavities.
What?
So I think there's
so
a connection.
Jealous.
I bet. I'm sure there's a connection.
My mom, I was very paranoid. Not only did we have to eat carob, which is a version of chocolate
so made
from cocao.
And wax.
And wax. It's
and
a,
tears.
You're just eating
child
a,
tears.
You're just eating a sad, sad candle. And I,
a sad brown candle.
I would, but during Halloween, I'd have this bag of candy until the next Halloween, and after every piece I'd brush my teeth. My dad would come in and go, listen, you don't have to brush after each piece of candy, you nervous weirdo.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Cause like, I grew up in the South, first of all, so I got like sweet tea in my veins. Like, it was just right. like constantly eating and drinking sugar. And I did. I'm not gross. I pretty much brushed my teeth as a kid, but you know, a lot of that's genetic.
Like, yes.
It is. I have very porous teeth, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the enamel situation.
Yeah.
But it is it's heartbreaking.
But it is also the candy bar situation.
It's yeah. It's take five. How about you take five on those candy bars?
Yeah, I think my family got...
You mean take five of them home
into
and eat
your
them?
Mouth.
I think my whole family got lucky with the teeth.
Yeah.
But it's
now
just...
we got jack teeth.
It's... Excuse me, I'm choking on my own saliva.
What happened? Are you okay? No,
it's just one of my addictions.
Your mouth's watering with all this.
You've got a saliva too?
It is a little. I kind of want a Snickers ice cream bar.
I'll get a milkshake when we go eat.
Okay, let's not make idle threats.
How much longer until that happens? Are we doing...
I don't know. Let's head there. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We could start heading to Cafe 101.
Okay, cool.
I mean, the airport or whatever.
Are we allowed to give away our location?
Yeah. Yeah. All these people rush to eat with us.
It's going to be like a Hard Day's Night. Yeah.
They'll show up tomorrow.
Yeah, Cafe 101.
We have to sneak out into the hotel. Cafe 101, if anyone travels to Los Angeles, it's a great place because it's actually a Motel 6 or a... It's some kind of a cheapo motel on top.
The delicious diner in the bottom.
But the motel is actually really nice.
And it's affordable?
I think it is because it's like a... If it's not a Motel 6, it's like a, I don't know, a Days Inn,
what have you.
What
it is. Yeah.
There's a really good rap, and I can't remember who did it, where it's like, I meet you at 6 at the Days Inn, which I think is the funniest rap of all time. It's like somebody's cheating on his girlfriend, and he's going to meet someone in the afternoon at the Days Inn.
I love any rap lyric where it's like, they're just talking about, I don't have a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not bragging. That's why everyone, it spoke to everyone when there was, I wish I was a baller.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, they was like, I'm very insecure and I'm not happy with who I am.
Yes.
And I'm going to rap about it. No one really does that.
Yeah, I love anti-bragging rap.
Yeah, you can relate. Who can't relate to that? I do wish I was taller.
It just doesn't sell. People want to hear you be very sure of yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning. Well, even with comedy.
In comedy, because people are so nervous for you standing there, then if you are nervous, it compounds their nervousness.
It's like when you can't watch, when you have to watch embarrassing things through your fingers.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting rid of that version of my stand-up that I did my whole career, the fake nervousness.
No, that's great.
Yeah, yours is
comics
good, though.
Comics like it.
You don't think other people like it?
No,
comics like it.
There's got to be a reason that... I'm going to switch it up confident. You're going to see confident Chris.
Huh.
I'm going to do a little bragging.
What's it going to be like?
I'll be intimidating. I'm not going to stammer. Jesus.
Be as confident as this guy.
Scared the shit out of me.
Okay,
oh, no.
Sorry.
Sorry. Your belt distracted me.
Yeah. The way...
this motorcycle muffler guy.
It's funny when you're in a thing. I just scream the words gay death. And it's like when you're in a car.
Oh, dude.
You don't... Jesus Christ, everyone's an asshole.
Everyone, calm down.
Oh, my God. And I didn't... I just blurted that. It was not me. We're in West Hollywood.
I almost murdered two gay men, and so Chris yelled gay.
I was reading this article because of the guy, and I don't know if you guys talked about this on a recent episode, of the guy whose body was flung onto a freeway sign
Yes.
In Glendale, because there was an article about how apparently the worst drivers in the state or something are in Glendale.
Really?
That it has, like, the worst statistics.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't just leap into the street willy-nilly? Yeah, I know you're all excited to have new tank tops.
Wait, speaking of horrifying things like that, did you guys see yourselves in person, or did you see any of the vines of the quote-unquote rocket test UFO went by last night?
No, but my fucking nerdy ex-boyfriend Andy Wood called last night and wanted to talk about it in depth. Called, because he was texting about it, and I was like, oh, I didn't see it. Like, I just was too nonchalant for him, I guess, because he called and he was like, dude, listen to what I'm saying!
Oh, my God.
Said it was this crazy light in the sky for, like, 2 hours, and he was getting mad because everyone said it was a meteor, and he's like, don't these idiots know it's not what a meteor looks like at all!
Oh, God.
So, that's right.
But... I googled it, and the apparent actual explanation was that The Navy said it was a missile test, but he didn't believe that really either.
Well, also because, but the missiles don't, it traveled like a plane, like straight across parallel to the horizon.
Like, yes, and like slowly.
And I'm sure they have tested missiles before and no one knew. Why did this one light up the entire sky and coastline?
The thing I was reading is like you could see it in like San Francisco.
Yes, San Francisco saw it.
From San Diego to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, because Andy was outdoors. I was inside, so I didn't see it. He was outdoors and saw it, like, as it was happening.
Right.
And he was, like, trying to take pictures and was like, how is this going on this long? That it really did light up for, like, 2 hours. And then I was watching a link to some local newscast where they, even the newscasters were like, here's footage of a thing that none of us know what this is.
Yeah.
And they even said on the news, they were like, we tried to contact the military and they haven't let us know yet and all this kind of stuff. So,
oh, wow.
It is kind of fascinating, but...
It is. I'm more open-minded about that than
ghosts? Spirit,
but I think it is all the same thing anyway. That's why I like that movie, Interstellar.
Wait, you think aliens are the same thing as ghosts?
No.
Because we have proof. I mean, there's proof. We know that other planets exist.
Like, that's for sure.
So the idea that somebody might live on those planets isn't as far-fetched as the idea of ghosts.
Yeah, I just think the Earth is, and all of us are just a very, 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 very small part of something huge. And so it's ridiculous that there is a god or someone that is focusing on humans.
I think our brains are a heart. I think we are not at the peak of our evolution. So probably things are happening around us that are, if our brains were more evolved, we would understand or be able to like take it all in. But since that's not going on.
Well, if you feel like you're getting sick, sometimes there's a window of time where your endorphins will fire and your brain will work. So maybe you can figure it out instead of just skateboarding. Well.
When that happened to you, did you run with blade hands like Tom Cruise?
I ran and then I'd look at things and analyze them and figure out where someone went to college as they passed by and then I'd keep running.
Beep, 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 beep.
Look at that hair on her foot. That one was cheating on her husband.
You turned into Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I love Sherlock Holmes.
Let's go back to what do you guys think that light was then? If it wasn't a meteor, like that's a fact, and if the military is lying.
It just exhausts me to put mental power into that instead of figuring out my taxes and stuff. There's so much that I need to think about, and that it's like, I don't know, it's just another thing that makes me feel scared and helpless.
Yeah.
One time I filmed a light in San Francisco that just was hovering, and then it went up. I can show you guys, it's on my phone. And then it just shoots off, and I'm like, well, I saw that. And then I'm like, had to be a helicopter or a drone or a remote controlled thing. I don't know.
Right.
I can't deal with what I just saw, so I didn't really even show it to anyone.
Mm. Was this recently?
It was a couple years ago.
Oh.
I don't
want to think about aliens. I don't like the idea of it at all. It makes me very upset. Mm-hmm. But I love the idea of ghosts and supernatural things on the planet.
Really?
I just don't like the aliens. I don't like our odds with aliens. So I don't want to think about it. But I do love when things happen it just felt like a game changer. Mm-hmm. So it's like me and my niece were sitting on the couch last night watching TV, and suddenly all these vines start coming down Twitter of like, look at what I just saw, look at what I just saw. And I just held them up to her and I was like, anything you want to tell me? Because I think this is it for both of us. And she was like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm like, I'm sure it's just a thing. I realized.
You're funny, niece?
Yes.
Yes, she's
Lauren,
great.
She came to see me again.
She's got a really funny niece.
Oh, my God. Oh,
cool. She was on our podcast, and she's funnier than most.
She's hilarious. And she's, but I realized I freaked her out because I think stuff like that is funny. Like, treating stressful things with humor is funny, but I think it scared her. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think she got really scared.
Oh, so you're...
And then I was like, no, it's just a missile. Don't worry.
Oh,
Everyone's saying it's a missile.
Oh, yeah.
But really, in my mind, I was like, this could be anything. Also, did you see that really long crack in Wyoming? That opened up like last week.
I did see that.
What did you think about that? That scared me.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to go. I looked at it
and I'm like, well, shit. And then I quit thinking about it. I don't.
Wait,
I'm
you have to explain a crack in the state of Wyoming.
I just don't have room for it.
2,500 feet long. And when you see the pictures of it, it looks like the earth just erupted, but there was no, like, earthquake or anything.
Horrifying, but I got to figure out why my nose has been bleeding before I worry about the earth opening up and
swallowing. It's because there's no moisture in the air. because the aliens have taken it all out.
Okay, then let's tackle this alien thing. Now that we've figured out my nosebleeds.
Is it in a populated area? Like, is it in somebody's backyard? No, like, who found it? Like, it just happened in the middle of the day?
It happened. No one saw it. It's out in the middle of nowhere because that's most of Wyoming. Right. And if you look it up, you'll see it just looks like a big open field where the earth cracked like the top of bread you would be baking.
But, like, how far down can you see?
It didn't say.
Can you look into it and the devil is waving at you from hell?
April?
Can you see that far down?
April. April!
There is a...
Problem?
For 40 years in... somewhere in the Middle East, in the middle of the desert, they were drilling. They thought it was oil, but it ended up being natural gas coming out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they built this camp and these drills, which seems like a ridiculous mistake to make, but it was Russian guys in the Middle East doing that. And then all the stuff that they set up crashed and sank into the ground, and then they were worried about, oh my God, this is natural gas, let's light it, which apparently is what you're supposed to do. It's, I don't know, to burn it. It has forever burned. It's a pit that is forever on fire.
I've read about this, I think, and they call it hell. The pit to hell or something.
Where is it called the doorway to hell.
Yeah, the big circle one?
Yeah, and it's always on fire, and giant spiders are attracted to the heat, and they jump in there.
No.
So it's just
You're lying about that part.
No. I saw one story that said it, and then they showed the spiders. They're huge. So it would be the worst place ever to be. Like, you're just in hell, and it rains giant desert spiders.
I can't. No. The spider part needs to be you lying. Today. It's horrible.
It's the worst.
I hate it.
It's the doorway to hell, I think. And then look, if you don't believe me, look up spiders, and it'll show pictures of the spiders.
No.
They obviously burn in there, but they, for some reason, they leap into the heat.
That's incredibly problematic for me in so many ways.
Just that it exists. So let's focus on that. I mean, there's lights in the sky.
Let's get back to Wyoming or something else. It's not that.
Here's what we can get back to. I just made an executive decision. Uh-huh. We should go to Swingers because it's the same exact place.
Yes.
And closer.
Yes, right. Let's do it.
Okay.
We were heading into, I don't know why there's traffic on a Sunday, but.
Of course there is. How big giant spiders? Like 5 feet? Children's size?
Children's size!
The size of a large dead man's hand.
No! He's dead because of the spider. Let's make it even more palatable.
That's just a hand that's
just
crawling
big,
by itself.
Big from the Addams Family size?
Yes. Okay. It's the size of a severed hand in a box that does a lot of...
That is the butler of the household.
Yes.
Okay,
what a strange idea. That's the best idea that ever came out of the...
That is the greatest show. I love the Addams Family. I love both the movies. Mm-hmm. They hold up. I've watched them recently. I can sense you both disagreeing with me.
No.
I'm just trying to think. Is Addams Family the one that's different than the Munsters? The Munsters had the one cousin that was regular, and they treated her like she was a weirdo.
Yeah.
And then the Addams Family had Cousin It.
Got it.
One of them had to be ripping off the other, and no one ever talks about that.
I forget which came first.
Yeah.
I think the Munsters really did come first, I think.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
The Addams Family is
I love
great.
Addams Family.
I just rewatched Beetlejuice, too. That holds up. In spite of the fact that Michael Keaton is kind of ridiculous.
But he's the best.
Things, he's so good in that.
He's the best.
I went to watch Birdman, and they picked a compilation of him in different things, like Multiplicity and all these...
Okay, dude.
All these movies.
Sorry, dude just almost T-boned
us. Yeah, we almost got T-boned. But look, it's so casual. I'm ready. Take me now.
Now you're cool with death?
Yeah.
You're totally chill with the concept of death now.
Yeah, it just happened during this podcast.
We worked it out,
yay.
I think.
Well, I had that 2 weeks. That was going to be the best 2 weeks of my life.
It's not going to get any better than
so
that.
So that's checked off the list.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Am I really going to have a baby or whatever? So
you could
joke,
but
I swear
easy.
To God, I feel that way sometimes. Like, I am in no way suicidal or anything, but weirdly, there have been times, especially after, like, a cool, like, I'll just go, that's okay if I die tomorrow. Like, what else is going to happen?
That's how I am on airplanes when everyone's freaking out.
Too.
I'm like,
guys,
I
tell you that that's the warrior's way? You are supposed to think that way.
I kind of feel that way. I'm like,
it's
know
the
what?
Best
I'm
way
doing
to
a
think.
Lot of cool shit.
That's the best way to, that's your mindset. That should be your mindset all the time. That's how you are brave.
Yeah,
but I think that mindset for me, and I'm not trying to bring it down, but it comes from, like, no one's going to be bombed except my mom.
Stop it, April Marie Richardson.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not married, I don't have kids. It's not like anybody's going to go, well, now how am I going to feed myself? Like, no one's depending on
April, you think if you die, I'm not going to stop eating for at least 3 days?
Yeah.
I
won't be able to.
You guys know what I'm saying. Also, it's not like
candy will be ruined.
And
I'll never have a Take 5 again.
As will our True TV gig. So could you at least wait until we're through these six episodes?
Don't ruin this.
Never mind. I take it back. Chris Fairbanks. His livelihood depends on me staying alive.
Yes. So people are dependent on you, is what I'm saying.
You have the same. You were saying the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Like, I don't have a baby that's going to die because I'm not breastfeeding it anymore. Like,
you don't know
it's
that.
Not anything like that.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I'm worried that my fear of dying is why I don't have a baby on my tit. You know?
Guys, I feel like this is our deepest episode.
Am I not fulfilling all of the things in life? Am I scared of relationships, all that, because I think I'm going to die? I don't want to disappoint anyone, so I might as well just...
I have that because of our moms.
Yeah.
I have the thing of, what's the point of getting into a relationship if I'm just going to go crazy?
Yeah, right. God damn.
Ooh, that was too heavy. Sorry.
No.
That was too much.
No, it's just, I expected it to be my voice saying it. That's all.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Let's go back to that, because what does that have to do with death?
Because our moms have Alzheimer's, and they both, it's early onset. Oh.
Yeah,
and for me, anyway, you get it through the mother, so women are more... I mean, not women are more, but...
You can have a test to find out if you're going to get it.
Yeah. I know.
And then, there's why. What do you do with that information?
Yeah, then you... And also, it's not necessarily accurate. It's like, they, you know, it's based on things. It's all so fucked. But anyway, my thing is, like, who wants to be the person shitting in the corner? You know what I mean?
Both grandmas.
Yeah.
One of my also great-grandma and my mom. I think there's a pretty good chance I don't need to get that test.
Yeah, but isn't that the same? I mean, I'm going to die of cancer. Like, everyone in my family, my real dad died of cancer when he was, like, 50.
That's the fun. Yeah. That's what I'm realizing,
So it's like, do I want to be the person who a person has to be in hospice with me? While I turn into a skeleton?
At least you can chit-chat.
No, but I mean, I'm
No, sorry, you're right. Here's the thing is...
I'm not trying to downplay anybody's... what you're struggling with at all. I'm just saying, like, kind of everyone...
We all have
the idea that everyone's... Like, oh, what if you die alone? Oh, we're all going to fucking die alone.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're married, you're going to die alone. Like, if you have 500 kids, you're going
to
die alone.
Well, but it's not wrong to hope that you die, that the person you marry dies holding your hand because they die because you die.
Right.
I mean, that happens, and
like
it's
Titanic?
The fucking greatest.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, like he...
No, like with cats or a dog. A dog that lives with a cat.
Or a dog that lays on your grave.
Right.
A dog that commits suicide because you...
Dude, I just went to my parents' house. I went to Savannah to hang out with my Nana because my granddaddy just died.
Please say that again.
Yeah, that was like a little country song that you just...
I went to Savannah to hang out with my
Nana.
I did, because she's... like, my granddaddy died, so she's...
Do you really call
lonely.
Him your granddaddy?
Yeah, Nana and granddaddy.
That's
southern
so precious.
Fuck.
You're so southern.
But the crazy thing is, so I go, and my Nana's a badass. Like, she's almost 90. She's going to outlive everybody in the world.
Does she smoke?
She does not smoke. And she, like, walks 3 miles a day.
Oh.
She's fit as shit. So I go to hang out with her, and we're totally going to
go on,
like...
Same as the...
We're going to go... We went on, like, a Thelma and Louise road trip. Like, I drove her to my parents' vacation house in Florida. Anyway, whatever. So my granddaddy really did just die, like, a month ago, not even.
Sorry.
And so she goes... She's like, I want to go to the cemetery before we go. I'm like, okay. And he's so freshly dead that it doesn't even have a headstone yet. And like, the dirt is still, like, a mound of dirt. It's not flush with, like, everybody else's shit.
Yeah.
So that's super weird.
Yeah,
it's super like, hey, granddaddy, like, you just got there.
You expect a hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely. And, because my Nana, she was like, I got a good deal on these plots. She bought their cemetery plots, like, 20 years ago.
Sure.
So she's like, yeah, I got these, got a good deal. I'm like, that's weird. And then her headstone's already there.
Oh.
Like, it already says her name, you know, 1920 to question mark. And she's, like, laughing about it. And I was like, Nana! Because she was standing next to it and, like, dancing. And I'm like, what are you doing? This
Please
is
tell
so
me you
weird.
Took a picture. That's hilarious.
She danced?
Yeah. And it was like, she was laughing. And I'm like, Nana, this is weirding me out, seeing you alive standing next to your headstone.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? And she is the best. She's like, what? I'm going to be under here in a few years anyway. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, stop saying that.
I love her so much.
She's amazing. She's amazing. But, yeah, she just was like, you know, she's almost 90. So she's like, yeah, I'll be here in a minute.
There's a parking lot for swingers. Did you know that?
I don't know. Yes. But there's also a parking spot.
Oh, okay.
There. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can just park in there for free.
Oh, you have to take a left, though. That
sucks.
I want to go right there.
Yeah, right here.
Sometimes I'll pay to not take a left. My name's Karen Kilgariff.
That's how rich I am.
Well, your grandma's great.
It's, you know what's awesome is that that's what you're going to remember. She gave you a little gift. Yeah. That's what you're going to remember when you go visit her grave.
Yeah, you can talk about that at, like at her funeral or something.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's when like you when you sing the song.
A cool moment.
My Savannah Nana, my number one country song.
She was fit as shit. My granny.
I went to Savannah to hang with my Nana. She was fit as shit, and she ate lots of Nanas. Bananas.
I said.
Sorry. You're bananas, better at rapping than me. Well, we're here at Swingers.
Thank God.
Anything you want to plug, April, except the fact that we got a show and it's going to be awesome. Yay!
Yeah, we're trying to do a loud high five on mic.
I mean, not that it... I do feel left out, so please remember.
And Karen and I have... do you want to plug your... that you have another podcast you want?
Oh, yes.
With Georgia Heartstock.
But this podcast is my baby.
Yes.
And my first love.
Yes, I know. I promise you I'm not offended that you're branching out.
But my friend Georgia and I started a podcast called My Favorite Murder because we sit around talking about our favorite serial killers and murders and creepy things have happened, so we decided to record it. And that's what it is. And I think it's coming out maybe next week or the week after on Feral Audio.
Cool, great.
Me and Georgia Hardstar.
That was the one part of dying.
I never listened to it.
Because
I have nightmares.
Yeah, but that's the one part of dying we didn't talk about today is
murdering.
Yeah.
Forced dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time.
Next time on dying.
It's being forced on you.
Do you need a die? No. Anything you need to plug, Chris?
Just everything's going great.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good news.
And buy my album.
Do it. Chris is great at stand-up comedy.
It's old.
No, but it's fun to listen to albums like when you're stuck in traffic.
April, do you have an album?
No way. I'm too scared to make one. I'm too scared to have a permanent record.
It is scary.
You got to do it.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
It's fun. It's good times.
Well, this was a fun episode. Sorry, it was Graham. Yes, Karen?
I have an album coming out. Me and Drennan, our album, which is called I Don't Care, I Like It, is coming out on November 20th.
That's terrific. Didn't you already have a mini, an LP, an EP?
I have an EP, mm-hmm. and I also have a full P called Live at the Bootleg.
Yes, that's just you. I thought
that's
you
me. Drennan, you were there.
Yes, it was great. What a great concert you put on.
Apes, were you there?
I was definitely there.
We recorded two different nights at Largo, and we put together a live album from those recordings over the summer. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
Let's go to iTunes. Give us a rating on this podcast.
Yes, please.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride with April Richardson. Thank you very much,
April. Thanks, April.
DYNAR.